USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iraqi security officials are reporting gunmen from the Islamic State extremist group attacked an army barrack 75 miles north of Baghdad early Friday, killing 11 soldiers as they slept. The attack happened roughly at 3 a.m. local time. A Florida man, 47-year-old Steve Shand, has been charged with human smuggling on Thursday after a family of four Indian nationals, including a baby and a teenager, were found frozen to death in Canada at the U.S. border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection had apprehended a group of individuals who had crossed into the United States from Canada, just south of Emerson, Manitoba. Further, it indicated that one of the adults was carrying items meant for an infant, but that no infant was found with the group.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatchy says their patrols in harsh conditions found the bodies. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The WHO says alcohol has no benefit for your heart.
The World Health Organization says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. The WHO putting out a policy brief last week to debunk the widespread notion that alcohol is safe in moderation. Critics were quick to argue that they ignored evidence. The Federation responded by updating the policy brief to further defend their stance with specific studies cited. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Guard in New Mexico has been called in to help.
New Mexico has become the first state to ask National Guard troops to serve as substitute teachers due to the pandemic. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
It's not a recruitment tool for any state department or the Guard or anybody else. It's just a vehicle to make sure that schools can stay open.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
74-year-old Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife by his side. He sat down with Dan Rather in 2016, presented by ML Concerts.
Right off the top, should I call you Meat or Meatloaf?
Okay, Meat. Well, let me go back just a little bit. When we first put out Bad Outta Hell, I mean, it's rock and roll, and people have weird names. But everybody just kept talking about my name. I just, if somebody asked me about my name, I'd make up a story.
Right.
But the true story is my dad was a policeman, and I was born bright red. I stayed red, so the doctor suggested I should stay in the hospital a little bit longer. So he comes to the hospital dressed in his uniform, I guess, one day, and talks the nurses. He said, I'm doing the best Texas accent. My son looks like 4.5 pounds of ground chuck. So they made a card that goes in the front of the crib, and it said Meat. And he made him put me right in the middle and leave me there. So all the other people that came to look at their babies, they saw me laying there with Meat on the front of my crib.
So that sticks with you.
Yeah, it never went away. And in the eighth grade, I stepped in a coach's foot, and he screamed, "Get off my foot, you hunk of meatloaf."
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.